I would name you the Hand of the King.
I have a son, you have a daughter. We'll join our houses.
May I present Viserys of House Targaryen and his sister Daenerys.
I give him a queen, and he gives me an army.
Maester says the boy may live.
My dear brother, there are times you make me want to side your arm. You know how much I love my family.
There's great honor serving in the Night's Watch. The Starks have manned the wall for thousands of years, and you are a Stark.
King Robert's bastards. John Arryn tracked them all down. Why? The king has no true-born sons.
Do you love your children?
With all my heart.
No more than I love mine.
And they're all Jaime's. When the king returns from his hunt, I'll tell him the truth.
I want what I came for. I want the crown he promised me.
No! No!
Crown for king.
He is a new dragon. Fire cannot kill the dragon.
Jon Snow, Lord Commander Mormont has requested you for his personal steward.
He wants to groom you for command.
Ned, your husband.
By the time Robert dies, it will be too late for the both of us.
What about Stannis? He's your older brother.
This isn't about the bloody line of succession. He's not a king.
I am.
We have a new king now.
Your son has no claim to the throne.
Kill him! Kill all of them! I command it!
You're summoned to King's Landing to swear fealty to the new king.
Joffrey puts my father in chains. Now he wants his ass kissed. Now go to King's Landing. But not alone. Call the banners.
Kill him, Rob.
He's more used to us alive than dead.
So long as I am your king, treason shall never go unpunished.
No! My son!
He will go to King's Landing and serve as Hand of the King in my stead. He'll bring that boy king to heel and his mother too, if needs be.
Please, let me go home.
Mother says I'm sure to marry you, so you'll stay here and obey.
My sword is yours in victory and defeat.
The king is yours! The king is yours!
What's your name?
Arryn.
Arryn the Orphan Boy.
It's 1,000 leagues from here to the wall!
We ride out beyond the wall tomorrow.
The Night's Watch will ride in force against the wildlings, the White Walkers, or whatever else is out there.
You will die tonight, Khaleesi.
Drogo will have no use for dragon eggs in the Nightlands.
You don't understand.
Blood of my blood.
Did you like that?
It was well struck, Your Grace.
I already said it was well struck.
Yes, Your Grace.
is next?
Lot of Broom, free rider in the service of Lord Baelish. Sir Dontorf the Red of House Holland. Sir Dontorf the Red of House Holland!
Here I am. Here I am. Sorry, Don Price. My deepest apologies.
Are you drunk?
No, Your Grace. I had two cups of wine.
Two cups? That's not much at all. Please, have another cup.
You sure, Your Grace?
Yes, to celebrate my name day. Have as much as you like.
I'll be honored, Your Grace.
Simone, help Sir Donto celebrate my name day. See that he drinks his fill. You can't. What did you say? Did you say I can't?
I only meant it would be bad luck to kill a man on your name day.
What kind of stupid peasant superstition?
The girl is right. When a man sows on his name day, he reaps all year.
Take him away. I'll have him killed tomorrow, the fool.
He is a fool. You're so clever to see it. He'll make a much better fool than a knight. He doesn't deserve the mercy of a quick death.
Did you hear, my lady, Sir Dantes? From this day, you'll be my new fool.
Thank you, Your Grace. And you, my lady, thank you.
Beloved nephew!
We looked for you on the battlefield. You were nowhere to be found.
Been here, ruling the kingdoms.
What a fine job you've done.
Look at you. More beautiful than ever. And you, you're going to be bigger than the hound, but much better looking.
This one doesn't like me. Can't imagine why.
We heard you were dead.
I'm glad you're not dead.
Me too, dear.
Death is so boring, especially now with so much excitement in the world.
My lady, I'm sorry for your loss.
Her loss? Her father was a confessed traitor.
But still her father. Surely having so recently lost your own beloved father, you can sympathize.
My father was a traitor. My mother and brother are traitors too. I am loyal to my beloved Joffrey.
Of course you are.
Well, enjoy your name day, Your Grace. Wish I could stay and celebrate. But there is work to be done.
What work? Why are you here?
The raven arrived from the citadel this morning, Your Grace. The conclave has met, considered reports from maesters all over the Seven Kingdoms, and declared this great summer done. At last. The longest summer in living memory.
The peasants say a long summer means an even longer winter.
A common superstition.
We'll have enough wheat for a 5-year winter. If it lasts any longer, we'll have fewer peasants.
The city's drowning in refugees, Your Grace. Fleeing the war. We have nowhere to house them, and with winter coming, it'll only get worse.
You command the city watch, do you not, Slint?
I do, Your Grace.
And are you not a lord at my command?
I owe my title and land to your generosity, Your Grace.
Then do your job. Shut the gates to the peasants. They belong in the field, not our capital.
Yes, Your Grace.
Don't get up. More ravishing than ever, big sister.
What agrees with you?
Forgive the interruption.
Carry on.
What are you doing here?
It's been a remarkable journey. I pissed off the edge of the wall. I slept in a sky cell. I fought with the hill tribes. So many adventures. So much to be thankful for.
What are you doing here? This is the small council.
Yes, well, I do believe the hand of the king is welcome at all small council meetings.
Our father is hand of the king.
Yes, but in his absence...
Your father has named Lord Tyrion to serve as hand in his stead while he fights.
Out! All of you out! I would like to know how you tricked father into this.
If I were capable of tricking father, I'd be emperor of the world by now. You brought this on yourself.
I've done nothing.
Quite right. You did nothing. When your son called for Ned Stark's head. Now the entire North has risen up against us.
I tried to stop it.
Did you? You failed. That bit of theater will haunt our family for a generation.
Robb Stark is a child.
Who's won every battle he's fought? Do you understand we're losing the war?
What do you know about warfare?
Nothing. But I know people. And I know that our enemies hate each other almost as much as they hate us.
Joffrey is king.
Joffrey is king.
You are here to advise him.
Only here to advise him. And if the king listens to what I say, the king might just get his Uncle Jaime back.
How?
You love your children. It's your one redeeming quality, that and your cheekbones. Starks love their children as well. And we have two of them.
One.
One?
Arya, little animal, she disappeared.
Disappeared? What? In a puff of smoke? We had three Starks to trade. You chopped one's head off and let another escape. Father would be furious. Must be odd for you. To be the disappointing child.
My lord, the old gods watch over your brother and all our northern sons. The walls of my holdfast will not stand the winter. The stones were last vaulted in the time of King Ares. But I'm afraid the masons today are not fit to carry their father's hammers. When I was a boy, I remember seeing them put up a new tower at Torrens Square in a summer and work back then. Today, my holdfast looks like it was built by drunk children. Night, you can hear the wind howling through the gaps. God forbid it rains. Why, I might as well sleep beneath a waterfall.
Maintenance of a holdfast generally falls to the lord of that holdfast.
Generally, yes. But I've sent all the young men off to fight Robb Stark's war.
King Robb. It is not his war. He didn't choose it.
Maybe not, my lord. But he called in his banners and took the men.
Joffrey killed my father. Your liege lord. To remember your vows, sir.
Of course I remember.
We can spare four masons for a week, my lord. Will that be sufficient to repair your walls?
I believe it will.
We didn't want him here all day, did we?
Like the way he was talking about Robb.
Nor did I. But listening to people you'd rather not listen to is one of your responsibilities as Lord of Winterfell.
Lord Potan.
My lord, may the old gods watch over your brother and all the northern states.
Thank you.
Boil this for an hour and drink the tea. Make sure your pain go away.
Don't have any pain.
Lucky for you.
That one.
You've been having those dreams again.
I don't dream.
Everyone dreams.
I don't. I heard some of the men talking about the comet. So it's an omen. So it means Rob will win a great victory in the south.
Did they? I heard some other fools say it's Lannister Red. It means the Lannisters will rule all seven kingdoms before long. I heard a stable boy say it's the colour of blood. Mark the death of your father. Stars don't fall from men. Red Comet means one thing, boy. Dragons.
Dragons are all dead. Been dead for centuries.
Say about them, Khaleesi?
He said they meat.
He didn't tell you what kind of meat.
My brother didn't know anything about dragons. He didn't know anything about anything. Eh. She was Drogo's first gift to me.
I remember.
I promised to protect them. I promised them their enemies would die screaming. How do I make starvation scream?
A trick I never learned, I'm afraid.
Does it ever end?
This is further east than I've ever been. But yes, Khaleesi, everything ends, even the Red Waste.
And you're sure there's no other way?
If we go south to the land of the Lazarene, the Lamman will kill us and take your dragons. If we go west to the Dothraki Sea, the first Khalasar we meet will kill us and take your dragons.
No one will take my dragons.
They're too weak to fight. As are your people. You must be their strength.
As you are mine.
So Koi Koi!
Ricardo, actually, got Annie, Sakbar Koi.
I never owed your neck, Shafka, as you hope.
You never have.
This is bad time to start.
having a rough time of it.
Nothing's killed me yet.
Your ass killed the sledge.
You offered me a ride.
I just want you to shut up about your damn blisters.
Born in a place like this. Later, I fell on hard times.
Those girls?
Frost's daughters.
I haven't seen a girl in 6 months.
I'd keep on not seeing them if I were you.
But he don't like people messing with his daughters.
He don't like people messing with his wife. He marries his daughters, and they give him more daughters. And on it goes.
That's foul. It's beyond foul.
All the other wildlings for 100 leagues have disappeared. Frost is still here. Must be doing something right.
What happens to the boys? He marries his daughters. What does he do with his sons?
He said he planned his stop here on his way to the Frostfangs.
People make all sorts of plans. I haven't seen Benjamin Stark in 3 years. I haven't missed him. Always treated me like scum. Haven't had any good wine for a long time. You southerners need good wine. I'll give you that.
We're not southerners.
Who's this little girl? You're prettier than half my daughters. You've got a nice wet twat between your legs. What's your name?
John Snow.
Snow. Now listen to me, bastard. All you lot from south of the wall, you sons. But now you're in the north. The real north.
Well, that meant no harm.
You catch that pretty little bastard talking to my daughters.
No one will talk to your daughters. You have my word. Now, sit down and shut your mouth.
You bring any of that good wine with you?
Indeed. We passed through 6 villages on the way here. All 6 were abandoned.
Where have all the wildlings gone?
I could tell you. I'm thirsty.
There's a barrel of Dornish wine on the sledge. Bring it in here.
Yes, Commander.
You want to know where they've all gone? No. Join up with Mansraider. Your old friend.
You know, a friend of mine. He broke his vows. Betrayed his brothers.
Oh, aye. But once he was just a poor black crow. And now he's king beyond the wall.
He's been calling himself that for years. What's he king of? A frozen lake somewhere.
That's a good-looking axe. Fresh forged.
Give it here. I have another one made of castle black.
Yes. Oh, that's some lovely steel. You want to know what Mansraider's doing? Gathering an army. What I hear, he's already got more men than any of your southern kings.
And where does he plan marching his army?
When you're all the way north, there's only one direction to go.
These are bad times to be living alone in the wild.
The cold winds are rising.
Let them come. My roots are sunk deep.
Wife, tell the Lord Crow how content we are.
This is our place. Our husband keeps us safe. Better to live free than die slave.
Don't it make you jealous, old man? See me with all these young wives and you with no one to warm your bed? We chose different paths. Oh, aye. You chose the path with no one but boys on it. You'd be wanting to sleep beneath my roof, I suppose, and you'd be out of the pigs.
The roof would be welcome in hard riding. But brought her own food and good steel for you.
Any man lays a hand on one of my wives, loses their hand. And I see this one. staring too long. I might just gouge his eyes out. Your roof. The rules. Who am I? Who am I? Lord Commander. And who are you? Jon Snow. Who are you? The steward. You want to lead one day? We'll learn how to follow.
Full of terrors.
The night is dark and full of terrors.
After the long summer, darkness will fall heavy on the world. Stars will bleed.
We need to stop her.
The cold breath of winter will freeze the seas.
Not now.
And the dead shall rise in the north.
All you men were named in the Light of the Seven. Is this how you treat the gods of your fathers? Are you so eager to spit on your ancestors?
The smell of fear. Fear and peace and old bones. Do you want to stop me? In the ancient books, it's written that a warrior will draw a burning sword from the fire, and that sword shall be Lightbringer. Stannis Baratheon, warrior of light. Your sword awaits you.
Will lead him into a war he cannot win.
Stannis is our king. We follow where he leads, even if we don't like the path. Since that boar killed his brother, every lord wants a coronation.
I don't serve the others.
I serve Stannis.
As do I. But loyal service means telling hard truths. He's surrounded by fools and fanatics. But he trusts you, Davos. If you tell him the truth.
What's the truth?
And I declare upon the honor of my house that my beloved brother Robert left.
Was it my beloved brother?
I didn't love him. He didn't love me.
A harmless courtesy of Russ.
A lie. Take it out.
That my brother Robert left no true-born heirs. The boy Joffrey, the boy Tommen, and the girl Marcella being born of incest between Cersei Lannister and her brother Jaime Lannister. By right of birth...
Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer. Call him what he is.
And her brother Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer. By right of birth and blood. I do this day lay claim...
Make it Sir Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer. Whatever else he is, the man's still a knight.
Sir Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer. By right of birth and blood. I do this day lay claim to the Iron Throne of Westeros. Let all true men declare their loyalty.
When Eddard Stark learnt the truth, he told only me. I'll not make the same mistake. Send copies of that letter to every corner of the realm, from the Arbor to the Wall. Time has come to choose. Let no man claim ignorance as an excuse.
Your Grace, the Lannisters are the true enemy. If for the time being you could make peace with your brother.
I'll not make peace with Renly while he calls himself king.
Well, many have already declared for him. Miss Tyrell, Randall Tarly.
Stannis does not need to beg this lord or that lord for support. The Lord of Light stands behind him.
And how many ships has the Lord of Light got in his fleet?
He has no need for ships.
I'm sure he doesn't. But we do if we're going to war. If not Renly, Your Grace, join forces with Robb Stark.
Who'd steal the northern half of my kingdom. I've always served thieves according to their deserts, as you well know, Sir Davos. Joffrey, Renly, Robb Stark, they're all thieves. They'll bend the knee or I'll destroy them.
I owe you an apology, my king. My duty is to serve. You have chosen the new god over the old gods. May the Lord of Light watch over us all. Shall we drink together?
Don't.
A cup of wine to honor the one true god.
Dark and full of terrors, old man. But the fire burns them all away.
Expecting you to leave me in one castle or another for safekeeping, but you drag me along from camp to camp.
Have you grown fond of me, Stark? Is that it? I've never seen you with a girl.
If I left you with one of my bannermen, your father would know within a fortnight. My bannermen would receive a raven with a message. Release my son. You'll be rich beyond your dreams. Refuse, and your house will be destroyed, root and stem.
You don't trust the loyalty of the men following you into battle.
Oh, I trust them with my life. Just not with yours.
Smart boy. What's wrong? Don't like being called boy? Insulted.
You insult yourself, Kingslayer. You've been defeated by a boy. You're held captive by a boy. Perhaps you'll be killed by a boy. Stannis Baratheon sent ravens to all the High Lords of Westeros. To King Joffrey Baratheon is neither a true king nor a true Baratheon. He's your bastard son.
If that's true, Stannis is the rightful king. How convenient for him.
My father learned the truth. That's why you had him executed.
I was your prisoner when that Stark lost his head.
Your son killed him so the world wouldn't learn who fathered him, and you... you pushed my brother from a window because he saw you with the Queen.
You have proof. You want to trade gossip like a couple of fishwives.
I'm sending one of your cousins down to King's Landing with my peace terms.
I think my father's going to negotiate with you. You don't know him very well.
No. But he's starting to know me.
Three victories don't make you a conqueror.
It's better than three defeats.
Like dead bodies.
A bit corpsey, yes.
And shit.
Thought you wanted to come here.
I love it.
You love the smell of dead bodies and shit.
And cum and garlic and rum.
You can smell cum from the balcony.
I love this thing. I love the noise. Cities make me want to fuck.
And so did the country.
This is where I belong.
Yes, well, you need to be careful. No one can know you're here.
No one will know.
Can't trust anyone in King's Landing. They're all liars. Good liars, bad liars. One or two great liars.
What about you?
Me? I'm not from here. I'm a slave to the truth.
True? You're the biggest little liar I have ever met.
Why do you think I am so little?
I'm being crushed beneath the weight of all that truth. Ned Stark actually slept on this. As if the poor man didn't suffer enough. One of the many changes we have to make around here.
Lord Baelish.
Your Grace.
I wonder if I might ask you for a favor.
Of course, Your Grace.
Ned Stark's youngest daughter, Arya. We can't seem to locate her.
If she's escaped the capital, Winterfell seems the logical destination.
And yet my friends in the north report no sign of her.
Curious.
If we choose to negotiate for Starks, the girl has some value. Whoever finds her, well, you know what they say about Lannisters and debt.
Well, you could ask Varys where she is. She'd have an answer for you, whether you believe it myself. I have always had a hard time trusting eunuchs. Who knows what they want?
A mockingbird. You created your own sigil, didn't you?
Yes.
Appropriate for a self-made man with so many songs to sing.
I'm glad you like it. Some people are fortunate enough to be born into the right family. Others have to find their own way.
I heard a song once about a boy of modest means. Found his way into the home of a very prominent family. He loved the eldest daughter. Sadly, she had eyes for another.
When boys and girls live in the same home, awkward situations can arise. Sometimes I've heard even brothers and sisters develop certain affections. And when those affections become common knowledge, well, that is an awkward situation. Indeed, especially in a prominent family. Prominent families often forget a simple truth. I've found.
And which truth is that?
Knowledge is power.
seize him. Cut his throat. Stop. Wait. I've changed my mind. Let him go. Step back 3 paces. Turn around. Close your eyes. Power is power. Do see if you can take some time away from your coins and your whores to locate the Stargirl for me. I would very much appreciate it.
You're Sir Alton Lannister.
I am, Your Grace.
I offer your cousins peace if they meet my terms.
First, your family must release my sisters. Second, my father's bones must be returned to us so he may rest beside his brother and sister in the crypts beneath Winterfell. And the remains of all those who died in the service must also be returned. Their families can honor them with proper funerals. An honorable request, Your Grace.
Third, Joffrey and the Queen Regent must renounce all claim to dominion of the North. From this time to the end of time, we are a free and independent kingdom.
The King in the North.
King in the North.
King in the North.
Neither Joffrey nor any of his men shall set foot in our lands again. If he disregards this command, he shall suffer the same fate as my father. Only, I don't need a servant to do my beheading for me.
These are, Your Grace.
These are my terms. If the Queen Regent and her son meet them, I'll give them peace. If not, I will litter the south with Lannister dead.
King Joffrey is a Baratheon, Your Grace.
Oh, is he? You'll ride at daybreak, Sir Alton. That will be all for tonight.
Word, Your Grace.
You don't have to call me Your Grace when no one's around.
It's not so bad. Once you get used to it.
And I'm glad someone's gotten used to it.
The Lannisters are going to reject your terms, you know.
And of course they are.
You can fight them in the field as long as you like. But we won't beat them until you take King's Landing. And we can't take King's Landing without ships. My father has ships and men who know how to sail.
Men who fought my father.
Men who fought King Robert to free themselves from the yoke of the South. Just like you're doing now. I'm his only living son. He'll listen to me. I know he will. I'm not a Stark, I know that. But your father raised me to be an honorable man. We can avenge him together.
You don't want Balon Greyjoy for an ally.
I need his ships. They say he has 200.
They say 1 million rats live in the sewers of King's Landing. Shall we rally them to fight for us?
I understand you don't trust Lord Greyjoy.
I don't trust Lord Greyjoy because he is not trustworthy. Your father had to go to war to end his rebellion.
Yes. And now I'm the one rebelling against the throne. Before me, it was father. You married one rebel and mothered another.
I mothered more than just rebels. You seem to have forgotten.
If I trade the Kingslayer for 2 girls, my bannermen will string me up by my feet.
You want to leave Sansa in the Queen's hands? And Arya? I haven't heard a word about Arya. What are we fighting for if not for them?
It's more complicated than that. You know it is.
Time for me to go home. I haven't seen Bran or Rickon in months.
You can't go to Winterfell.
Beg your pardon.
I'll send Roderick to watch over the boys. It's tomorrow. You'll ride south to the Stormlands.
Why in the name of all the gods would you...
Because I need you to negotiate with Renly Baratheon. He's rallied an army of 100,000. You know him. You know his family.
I haven't seen Renly Baratheon since he was a boy. You have 100 other lords.
Which of these lords do I trust more than you? If Renly sides with us, we'll outnumber them 2-1. When they feel the doors beginning to shut, they'll sue for peace. We'll get the girls back. And we'll all go home. For good.
I will ride at first light.
We will all be together again soon, I promise.
You've done so well. Your father would be proud.
Your Lord Renly, my regards.
King Renly. King in every corner now.
Turning this room to its proper appearance. Say what you will about the Targaryens, they were conquerors. That is a seat for a conqueror. We need a room to match it, not vines and flowers.
We can't find Arya Stark.
Well, it's luck she's dead in a ditch somewhere.
Perhaps, but if not, we need her. They'll never give Jaime back to us for Sansa alone.
I think they might. They're weak. They put too much value on their women.
We need to set our armies to the task of finding her. Send out as many men as we can. I'm sure if you ask, Grandfather...
The king does not ask. He commands. My grandfather's stupidity in the field of battle is the reason Robb Stark is Uncle Jaime in the first place.
His life is in danger.
Black war. All our lives are in danger. I heard a disgusting lie about Uncle Jaime. And you?
Our enemies will say anything to weaken your claim to the throne.
It's not a claim. The throne is mine.
Of course it is. No one believes this foul gossip.
Someone believes it. Father had other children. Besides me and Tom and Emma Sally.
What are you asking?
I'm asking if he fucked other women when he grew tired of you. How many bastards does he have running? What you just did is punishable by death. You will never do it again. Never.
That will be all, Mother.
No, no. Do you have any idea how ridiculous you sound? Ease into it. Slowly. With passion.
Go wash yourselves. Put some clothes on. Both of you are working tonight. We do things differently here, Daisy. This isn't some 5 copper bawdy house in Hayseed Hall.
Haystack Hall.
Wherever you're from. Our establishment doesn't cater to ploughmen and goat herders. Lord Olson. Taste is everything here.
Littlefinger's a fancy man.
Don't call him Littlefinger. Doesn't like it. Lord Baelish. She pretends she doesn't speak the common tongue so that people will think she's exotic. She grew up just down the road in Fleabottom.
She's beautiful.
She's a dumped lot, really, but lid for every pot. Lord Commander. Good to see you again. By Lord Peter Baelish, the King's master of coin which goes in many pockets.
Orders.
Whose orders?
Someone who doesn't care what little finger thinks.
He's got a bull's head helmet! He made it himself!
Fine.